And we have here now God's going to judge religious people, the Jews in particular, because that was a God-given religion. They're to be judged. He says, "Behold, thou art called a Jew and restest in the law, makest thy boast of God, knowest his will, approvest the things that are more excellent, being catechized out of the law." Now, those are the things they could boast of. They are confident that thou thyself art a guide of the blind, a light of them which are in darkness, instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, which hast the form of knowledge and of the truth. Now, here's Paul's question. Thou therefore which teachest another, teachest thou not thyself? Thou that preachest a man should not steal, dost thou steal? Thou that sayest a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? Thou that abhorrest idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? My friend today, church member, let me be very frank with you. Are you really living up to the light that you have of the Word of God? Are you just making a profession of it? May I say to you that every person knows within his own heart that he comes short of the glory of God? And your religion may reveal to you some very high principles, but are you living by them? Are you doing them? Here was a God-given religion, and for over a millennium, these people tried to keep it. They found out that they could not. They could not measure up to God's standard, and you cannot. Religion cannot save you, but Christ can save you. He alone is the Savior. Not religion, not your church membership, not your fundamentalism. Christ is the Savior. You either have him or you don't have him. You either trust him or you don't trust him. The basis on which God will judge people, my friend, not the basis on which he saves them, Christ is the Savior. Religion will condemn you. Your own religion won't save you. It condemns you. The law was a ministry of condemnation. Now, Paul is saying this. In fact, he takes up three common sins, and these are the common sins, actually, of believers today. Immorality is one. That's a sin against others. Sensuality, sin against self. And idolatry, sin against God. And over in chapter 1, he took those up in verse order. Idolatry was the terrible climax for a Jew. He could have gone no farther than that, by the way. But today, we, I think, would put it in this order. Immorality, sin against others. And sensuality, sin against self. Idolatry, sin against God. And anything that makes a mockery of God. And sometimes our lives, we're supposed to represent Jesus Christ. But how many times you and I fail down here and we make a mockery of the person of Christ? I do not like to see pictures of him, but we're all a gospel written in fleshly tablets of the heart, and that's what the world is reading. You're writing a gospel, someone has said. You're writing a gospel, a chapter each day, by deeds that you do and words that you say. Men read what you write, whether faithful or true. What is the gospel according to you? We make a mockery sometimes of the person of Jesus Christ. Now, these are the sins that he's talking about.